Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. It's Saturday. I appreciate you listening. Good for you. You're putting in the work in order to find a position. Yay! And today I want to help you with what the perfect cover letter looks like and how to construct it. It's very simple, and I go through it step by step. So listen to the show, take action, and if you like today's show, please go to iTunes or Stitcher, give the show 5 stars. It helps other people find it. So with that, let's get rolling. And I want to talk with you about effective cover letters and getting to the point very quickly and demonstrating, again, if you're submitting a resume for a role, that you fit the job that you're applying for. Here's the basic format of a cover letter. Paragraph/sentence 1. I'm forwarding my resume to you because I understand you're trying to hire for a fill-in-the-blank. And that could be the job title with a brief description of some of the details. So, for example, a software engineer with C++ in a such-and-such applications environment. I noticed a couple of the major points in the position. Let me show you how I match up. And then you go through the requirements of the job and the functionality of the position, and you set up columns. So toward the left, you might have a requirement. Let's say it's C++. And to the right, you'd have how long and how recently you worked with it. So again, let's say it's C++, 4 years current. Next line might have the next point of the requirements. To the right, it'll say 3 years current. And then eventually you get to the functionality that they'd be asked to perform, that you'd be asked to perform. You can do the same thing. So what you're doing is in your cover letter, making a case for how you fit the requirements and the functionality you'll be asked to perform. Then from there, you have to make sure some of these points, if not all these points, are mentioned in your resume. Because if it's inconsistent, it causes them to hesitate. So this is where resume tailoring comes in handy. So again, the format is very simple. I'm forming my resume to you because I understand you're trying to fill a position for such and such. This is how my experience matches up. Flush left, flush right. What the requirement or functionality is, how long and how recently. And then you conclude by saying something to the effect of, and again, it depends on how assertive you are. I look forward to hearing from you and meeting with you and discussing the opportunity with you is one close. Another one might be, I'll follow up with you in the next 2 days if I don't hear from you about scheduling an interview. Something along those lines that ties the bow, and you sign it. Now, to be real clear, you don't do this as a separate attachment. You put it in the body of your email because no one wants to open up a second file when they know your resume is there. They get to the resume. So you lay it out right in front of them when they open up the message, and trust me, we'll read it. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you. Give Job Search Radio 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher because it helps other people find the show. It helps with rankings. And it just helps in a lot of different ways. Again, give Job Search Radio 5 stars. It really will help. And if you like this show, what's going to help you personally is if you come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information, the best of my material, curated, the best of other people's material that's been cut down into quality information so that you don't have to waste a lot of time. Plus, if you have questions, you can ask me questions through the site, and I'd be very happy to answer them. Again, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Hope you have a great day. Take care.